it's a celebratory weekend of festivals and the pipes. Oh, be still my quaking heart. Great theater, music, and art all over Colorado. The Tri-Media Film Festival celebrates film, television, and theater arts and integrates emerging and established artists in all categories starting tonight and running through Sunday at the Fort Collins Lincoln Center. Tonight, the Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra brings their annual fundraiser, A Symphony of Spirits. In addition to the wonderful selections of wine, this year's event also features the opportunity to sample microbrews. You can also take part in live and silent auctions. There's also a way you can upgrade to a VIP to sample wonderful vodkas in their specialty ice room. The Scottish-Irish Highland Festival in Estes Park starts today and thrills all weekend long with pipe band competitions, the Highland Games, jousting, clans, dogs, and oh, so much more. Don't forget the great concerts at night as well. Tonight, join the Wild Women of the West, Hazel Miller, Rebecca Folsom, and Dakota Blonde's Mary Huckins at the Boulder Theater to benefit Blue Sky Bridge Child and Family Advocacy Center.
I'd like to do the number for you right now. It's the first one I ever sung with the Grand Ole Opry. It's called the Mule Skinner Blues.
And tonight as well, Planet Bluegrass commemorates the 100th birthday of the father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe, in an all-star evening featuring many of Colorado's top traditional bluegrass bands at the Wildflower Pavilion in Lyons. It'll be a fine show.
Thank you.
Reed Fail and Haunted Wind Chimes join together for an 8 o'clock show tomorrow night at Denver's Swallow Hill. This weekend and the following two weekends, all aboard for a day out with Thomas the Tank Engine at the Colorado Railroad Museum in Golden. 25-minute rides with a full-size Thomas. You can meet Sir Topham Hatt. There'll be storytelling, live music, you can build with mega blocks, and lots more going on. The Longmont Museum and Cultural Center continues its presentation of American master John J. Audubon till September 18th. But next Wednesday, take a trip through the history of Longmont with newly digitized photos from the collection of the Longmont Museum to trace Longmont's history from its beginnings as Chicago, Colorado colony in 1891. This is going to be a fascinating evening. More upcoming events include the University of Colorado at Boulder's College of Music, Wind Symphony, and Symphonic Band perform a delightful concert entitled Music Inspired by Children, Tuesday, September 13th at Mackey Auditorium, and it's free. Next Saturday from noon to 6, see how you can make the world a better place at the Peace in the Park Festival at the Lagoon in Loveland, Colorado. This popular festival offers something for everyone. Music, lots of things for the little ones to do. Adults can learn the ways of staying healthy with yoga, eating right, and reducing stress, as well as lots of workshops. Enjoy a great mix of music, harmonies, and a lot of fun with Southern Exposure and Mountain Holler, 7:30 next Saturday at the Bertolin Barn in Longmont.
Listen to the wail of a southbound train.
Next Saturday, Planet Bluegrass celebrates the final weekend of summer and the coming of the autumnal equinox with the 5th annual Maybon celebration featuring Adam Ajula and Ben Kaufman of Yonder Mountain String Band. Now they'll open the gates at 2 o'clock for camping, hearty food and drink, and Maybon revelry. As the palette of the leaves starts to change, enjoy this season. For KUNC, I'm Wendy Wham.
Oh, it's a long, long while from May to December. The days grow short when you reach September. When the autumn weather brings the leaves to flame, one hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November. Precious day. been with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. Spend with you these precious days.